The Founding Documents Podcast is a periodic showcase presented by LearnOutLoud.com of early American historical documents in audio format. Here you'll be able to listen to declarations, speeches, and essays that form the core principles of U.S. government. For more educational audio and video, please visit www.LearnOutLoud.com. The Virginia Plan. By May of 1787, Congress called on the delegates of all the states to Philadelphia for a convention to revise the Articles of Confederation. The Articles of Confederation proved ineffectual for many reasons. States were refusing to comply with tax requests, putting Congress into debt. Many delegates were not attending Congress because it was not mandatory, and amendments to the Articles required unanimous approval from the 13 states, and legislation required approval from 9 states, making it difficult to pass laws or ratify amendments. Also, after the fighting of the Revolutionary War officially ended with the Treaty of Paris in 1783, the Continental Army disbanded, and most states established their own militias, leaving Congress with no military power to enforce their laws or declare war. On May 25, 1787, what became known as the Constitutional Convention began its deliberations in Philadelphia. On May 29, Edmund Randolph delivered 15 propositions on behalf of the state of Virginia. They called for the revision of the Articles into 3 branches of government, executive, judicial, and legislative, and the division of the legislature into 2 houses, where the number of delegates were based on the population. These points, mostly written by James Madison, became known as the Virginia Plan. They eventually became the outline for the new Constitution that was completed on September 17, 1787.
The Virginia Plan, drafted by James Madison and presented by Edmund Randolph on May 29, 1787. 1. Resolved that the Articles of Confederation ought to be so corrected and enlarged as to accomplish the objects proposed by their institution, namely, common defense, security of liberty, and general welfare. 2. Resolved, therefore, that the rights of suffrage in the national legislature ought to be proportioned to the quotas of contribution, or to the number of free inhabitants, as the one or the other rule may seem best in different cases. 3. Resolved that the national legislature ought to consist of 2 branches. 4. Resolved that the members of the first branch of the national legislature ought to be elected by the people of the several states every unspecified, for the term of unspecified, to be of the age of unspecified, years at least, to receive liberal stipends by which they may be compensated for the devotion of their time to public service, to be ineligible to any office established by a particular state or under the authority of the United States, except those particularly belonging to the functions of the first branch, during the term of service and for the space of, unspecified, after its expiration, to be incapable of re-election for the space of, unspecified, after the expiration of their term of service, and to be subject to recall. 5. Resolved that the members of the second branch of the national legislature ought to be elected by those of the first, out of a proper number of persons nominated by the individual legislatures, to be of the age of, unspecified, years at least, to hold their offices for a term sufficient to ensure their independency, to receive liberal stipends by which they may be compensated for the devotion of their time to public service, and to be ineligible to any office established by a particular state or under the authority of the United States, except those particularly belonging to the functions of the second branch, during the term of service and for the space of unspecified, after the expiration thereof. 6. Resolve that each branch ought to possess the right of originating acts, that the national legislature ought to be empowered to enjoy the legislative rights invested in Congress by the Confederation, and moreover, to legislate in all cases to which the separate states are incompetent, or in which the harmony of the United States may be interrupted by the exercise of individual legislation, to negative all laws passed by the several states, contravening in the opinion of the national legislature the Articles of Union, and to call forth the force of the Union against any member of the Union failing to fulfill its duties under the Articles thereof. 7. Resolved that a national executive be instituted, to be chosen by the national legislature for a term of, unspecified, years, to receive punctually at stated times a fixed compensation for the services rendered, in which no increase or diminution shall be made so as to affect the magistracy, existing at the time of increase or diminution, and to be ineligible a second time, and that besides a general authority to execute the national laws, it ought to enjoy the executive rights vested in Congress by the Confederation. 8. Resolve that the executive and a convenient number of the national judiciary ought to compose a council of revision with authority to examine every act of the national legislature before it shall operate, and every act of a particular legislature before a negative thereon shall be final, and that the dissent of the said council shall amount to a rejection, unless the act of the national legislature be again passed, or that of a particular legislature be again negatived by, unspecified, of the members of each branch. 9. Resolve that a national judiciary be established to consist of one or more supreme tribunals, and of inferior tribunals to be chosen by the national legislature, to hold their offices during good behavior, and to receive punctually at stated times fixed compensation for their services, in which no increase or diminution shall be made so as to affect the persons actually in office at the time of such increase or diminution. That the jurisdiction of the inferior tribunals shall be to hear and determine in the first instance, and of the supreme tribunal to hear and determine in the dernier resort, all piracies and felonies on the high seas, captures from an enemy, cases in which foreigners or citizens of other states applying to such jurisdictions may be interested, or which respect the collection of the national revenue, impeachments of any national officers, and questions which may involve the national peace and harmony. 10. Resolve that provision ought to be made for the admission of states lawfully arising within the limits of the United States, whether from a voluntary junction of government and territory or otherwise, with the consent of a number of voices in the national legislature less than the whole. 11. Resolved that a republican government and the territory of each state, except in the instance of a voluntary junction of government and territory, ought to be guaranteed by the United States to each state. 12. Resolved that provision ought to be made for the continuance of Congress and their authorities and privileges until a given day after the reform of the Articles of Union shall be adopted, and for the completion of all their engagements. 13. Resolved that provision ought to be made for the amendment of the Articles of Union, whensoever it shall seem necessary, and that the assent of the national legislature ought not to be required thereto. 14. Resolve that the legislative, executive, and judiciary powers within the several states ought to be bound by oath to support the Articles of Union. 15. Resolved that the amendments which shall be offered to the Confederation by the Convention ought, at a proper time or times after the approbation of Congress, to be submitted to an assembly or assemblies of representatives, recommended by the several legislatures, to be expressly chosen by the people, to consider and decide thereon.